Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Teach Like a Champion 3.0 by Doug Lemov, is a practical education guide focused on the craft of classroom teaching, first published as an updated edition in 2021. It builds on Lemov's earlier work by expanding the number of techniques to 63 and revising them in light of years of observation, coaching, and discussion in schools. The book belongs to the professional development genre and is written primarily for teachers, instructional coaches, and school leaders. Its central purpose is to translate effective teaching into concrete, learnable actions rather than abstract ideals. Lemov draws heavily on close study of successful classrooms and presents techniques for planning lessons, checking for understanding, improving participation, strengthening classroom culture, and sustaining high expectations. This edition also places greater emphasis on cognitive science, long-term learning, and reflection on diversity, equity, and inclusion. The result is a handbook that aims to help teachers make classrooms more rigorous, more engaging, and more consistently successful for a wide range of students. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching is a learnable craft, a defining idea in Teach Like a Champion 3.0 is that strong teaching is not merely a matter of talent, personality, or inspiration. Lemov argues that teaching can be broken into specific moves that can be named, studied, practiced, and improved. This is one of the reasons the book has had such influence in teacher development. Rather than relying on broad advice about passion or relationships alone, it focuses on visible actions teachers can use in real classrooms. The named techniques create a shared professional vocabulary, allowing teachers and coaches to discuss practice with precision. This approach treats teaching much like other complex professions, where expertise develops through observation, repetition, feedback, and refinement. The book is especially useful because it does not present techniques as isolated tricks. Instead, it frames them as parts of a wider model of effective instruction and classroom culture. Lemov also emphasizes adaptation, suggesting that techniques are tools to be used thoughtfully in context. This balance between precision and judgment is central to the book's value. It helps explain why the book appeals both to novice teachers who need concrete guidance and to experienced educators who want to sharpen specific aspects of their practice. Secondly, checking for understanding and responding to evidence. One of the most important areas in the book is checking for understanding. Lemov treats this as a central responsibility of teaching, rather than an occasional event at the end of a lesson. The book emphasizes that teachers need reliable evidence of what students know, misunderstand, or can partially do while instruction is still underway. This makes it possible to adjust teaching in real time instead of moving ahead based on assumptions. Techniques associated with checking for understanding are designed to gather data from the whole class, not just from the most confident students. That concern connects closely to equity, because a classroom can appear successful while many students remain confused or silent. Lemov also stresses the importance of creating a culture in which mistakes are visible and useful. Error is not something to hide, but something to work with productively. Exit Ticket remains one clear example of this focus, offering a quick way to assess whether students grasp the lesson objective. More broadly, the book encourages teachers to reject vague signs of learning and look for concrete evidence. This emphasis reflects one of the book's strongest contributions. It links teacher judgment to observable student thinking, making instruction more responsive, more rigorous, and more likely to support long-term achievement. Thirdly, high expectations and academic rigor for all students. High expectations are at the heart of Teach Like a Champion 3. Lemov argues that effective classrooms communicate, through daily routines and interactions, that all students are capable of serious academic work. But this idea is not limited to behavior or compliance. It includes precision in language, completeness in answers, and a refusal to settle for partially correct thinking when students can be supported toward fuller understanding. Techniques widely associated with the book, such as no opt-out and right is right, reflect this commitment. They aim to ensure that students stay intellectually engaged and are guided toward success rather than excused from challenge. In practice, this means that the teacher maintains belief in students while also insisting on clear, accurate, and thoughtful responses. The book connects rigor with opportunity. If some students are consistently allowed to give incomplete answers or disengage from demanding work, expectations become unequal. Lemov, therefore, presents rigor as both an instructional and moral concern. At the same time, the 3.0 edition places more attention on how teachers think about inclusion and equity, encouraging reflective use of techniques rather than mechanical enforcement. The result is a model of rigor that combines challenge, support, accountability, and belief in student potential. Fourthly, classroom culture, participation, and productive behavior. Another major theme in the book is the creation of a classroom culture where learning can flourish. LeMove treats culture as something built through habits, language, routines, and repeated signals about what matters. A productive classroom is not simply orderly. It is a place where students trust the process, participate actively, and understand that effort and attention are normal expectations. Techniques related to participation and behavior are therefore not presented as separate from academic learning. They are designed to make academic work possible at a high level. Cold call is a useful example because it broadens accountability and communicates that every student is part of the conversation. Entry routines, transitions, and other structures likewise protect learning time and reduce ambiguity. A strong culture also depends on how teachers respond to mistakes, redirect behavior, and maintain a respectful tone. LeMove has often been discussed in relation to classroom management, but the book is more nuanced than a simple behavior manual. Its goal is not control for its own sake. Instead, it is to create conditions in which students can think, speak, write, and learn with consistency. The emphasis on productive behavior, trust, and positive norms helps explain why the book is often used in schools that want practical ways to strengthen both classroom order and student engagement. Lastly, lesson preparation, cognitive science, and lasting learning. The 3.0 edition stands out from earlier versions because it gives greater attention to lesson preparation and to research from cognitive science. LeMove moves beyond describing classroom moves in the moment and spends more time on how teachers prepare for those moments. Effective teaching begins before class through careful planning of objectives, questions, likely errors, and the sequence of tasks students will encounter. This reinforces a long-standing theme in LeMove's work, Successful. Teaching appears smooth, partly because so much has been thought through in advance. The newer edition also explains techniques in relation to memory, attention, background knowledge, and the processes by which learning becomes durable. This matters because the book is not only about helping students perform during one lesson, it is about helping them retain and build knowledge over time. The discussion of mental models further supports this aim by giving teachers broader ways to interpret what is happening in classrooms and make better decisions. This research-informed layer adds depth to the book without taking away its practical focus. For many readers, that is one of the most valuable changes in 3.0. It preserves the actionable quality of the earlier books while giving clearer reasons for why certain practices improve learning and why thoughtful preparation remains essential. In conclusion, Teach Like a Champion 3.0 is best suited for classroom teachers, instructional coaches, teacher educators, and school leaders who want practical ways to improve daily instruction. It is especially useful for readers who prefer concrete methods over broad educational theory alone. New teachers can use it as a detailed guide to core classroom moves, while experienced teachers can use it to refine questioning, planning, participation, and classroom culture. The book also offers value to leaders responsible for observation and professional development because its language for describing practice is specific and usable. And one of its greatest strengths is that it combines clarity with seriousness. Many books on teaching either stay at the level of ideals or offer disconnected tips. LeMove stands out by organizing techniques into a coherent view of effective teaching centered on rigor, accountability, responsiveness, and student thinking. The 3.0 edition strengthens that reputation by adding lesson preparation, deeper explanation, and stronger engagement with cognitive science and equity. It remains somewhat more technique-driven than broader philosophical works on education, and some readers may prefer a less structured approach. Even so, its enduring appeal comes from its usefulness. It gives educators a disciplined way to study teaching, talk about teaching, and improve teaching in ways that can benefit students immediately and over time. If you would like to support Doug LeMove, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.